son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Zach is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you have a dirty mind?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Most people do.
It happens to the best of us.
So we have some audio clips here, and nothing being said is dirty whatsoever. But we put some bleeps in there, and if you can overcome the possibility that your mind may take you somewhere that it shouldn't, you may be able to win these tickets today. We have three. You're trying to get two out of these three correct. Simple enough?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. So I'm going to give you the setup as to who is talking here, and then I'll play the audio for you, and then I'll give you multiple choice and play the audio for you one more time as you're trying to figure this out. First one is Whoopi Goldberg, all right? And you're trying to figure out what happened to Whoopi Goldberg.
Fluid. There was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I good news, I didn't. Ladies, I cannot wait to this has been interesting, and I'll you when we're all at the table.
So, Whoopi, you're trying to figure out what happened to Whoopi. Did she A, get pneumonia, B, get shingles, or C, have a cancer scare? One more time.
Fluid. There was all kinds of stuff going on. And yes, I good news, I didn't. Ladies, I cannot wait to this has been interesting, and I'll you when we're all at the table.
So, Whoopi Goldberg, pneumonia, shingles, or cancer scare?
She got pneumonia.
Are you just a big Whoopi Goldberg fan? That's right.
The real question is, what happened to Whoopi Goldberg's eyebrows?
Where did they go?
Where did they go?
Where are they?
I don't think I've ever seen her with eyebrows.
I don't think she has eyebrows.
Do you know what I have seen her with? Fresh ass wig.
I wish there was a Ted Danson Whoopi Goldberg sex tape that got released. You remember that when they were kind of like an item?
Yeah.
There's a
you want to see that?
I'd watch that all day long. I mean, just her, no eyebrows, Sam Malone's majestic head of hair.
But there isn't one.
No.
Oh.
No. It was like the early 90s, late 80s when that was going down.
On to clip number two here, and you can actually win outright if you get this one correct. Samuel L. Jackson reading a movie scene. You're trying to figure out what movie this is from.
And it's so good. And they really take care of themselves. I mean, I never knew women could like that, you know? And they're so rich. They're so rich. You think they must know about everything. And they're slipping their in your two and three times a day, different women. So here, I think I'm big, right?
Samuel Jackson is reading from A, Titanic, B, Dirty Dancing, C, Sleepless in Seattle. One more time.
And it's so good. And they really take care of themselves. I mean, I never knew women could like that, you know? And they're so rich. They're so rich. You think they must know about everything. And they're slipping their in your two and three times a day, different women. So here, I think I'm big, right?
Samuel Jackson reading from Titanic, Dirty Dancing, or Sleepless in Seattle for the win?
Sleepless in Seattle.
No, I'm sorry.
That's a tough one. What was it?
Dirty Dancing. Dirty
was
Dancing.
It?
Yep.
I do enjoy Samuel Jackson narrating pretty much anything.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson is just kind of good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He can be like a kind of a goofy comedy. He'll be good in it. He could be a Jedi. He could be in Pulp Fiction.
R.I.P. Mace Windu. Yeah. R.I.P.
All right, clip number
purple
three.
Purple-ass lightsaber, too.
Yeah.
I think it was cool as hell.
Cool as hell.
Cool
man.
As hell.
House representative meeting, and you're trying to figure out what this Republican representative is doing. It's a House representative meeting, and there is a debate going on. A House representative is doing something. Let's have a listen.
77,000 people did. Only four wanted to. Everyone else wanted to. Out of 77,000, that's probably about the percent of people who Nickelback. It's pretty low.
Why would you one of the greatest bands of the 90s?
Wow. All right.
I stand here to say that my from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to. The many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans.
So is it A, he is apologizing to Nickelback fans, B, apologizing to the band Nickelback, or C, noting for the record that he hates Nickelback with a fiery passion that burns so bright that he would rather cut his ears off than listen to any song from their catalog? One more time.
77,000 people did. Only four wanted to. Everyone else wanted to. Out of 77,000, that's probably about the percent of people who Nickelback. It's pretty low.
Why would you one of the greatest bands of the 90s.
Wow. All right.
I stand here to say that my from Wisconsin, I know he did not mean to the many, many thousands upon thousands of Nickelback fans.
So which one is it? Apologizing to Nickelback fans, apologizing to the band themselves, or noting for the record that he hates Nickelback for the win?
Oh man, that's tough. Let's go with apologizing to Nickelback, the band.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it was my first instinct.
Are you sure?
Huh. Okay, let's change it.
Okay.
Let's go with apologizing to the fans.
That's right.
Like, I get that there's a lot of serious stuff going on in the world, but can we just not discuss Nickelback in a legal body? You know, a place where we're supposed to be like passing laws.
Jack, will you shut that kid up? We're trying to do a radio show over here.
You're opining about government and Nickelback.
Congratulations to you.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X 107.5.